Join us this week as we focus on the City of Springfield's Zone Blitz initiative, which aims to improve the lives of citizens in Springfield's Northwest Quadrant, or Zone 1, district. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Springfield's Best, Dr. Frank Newman of Mercy Clinic Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery, and Sunbelt Environmental Services. Among the dozens of local offices and organizations who have partnered with the City of Springfield's Zone Blitz initiative are arts organizations, the Springfield Art Museum, Springfield Ballet, and the Springfield Regional Arts Council. On this final edition of the KSMU Sense of Community series for this quarter, we'll look at two long-standing arts programs benefiting young children that dovetailed neatly into the needs and objectives of the Zone Blitz initiative. On a cold, drizzly afternoon earlier this month, several kindergartners and first graders are gathering, along with parents and guardians, in the gymnasium at McGregor Elementary School at the corner of Madison and Fort in West Central Springfield for the final Dance Chance program of the fall semester. It's a program of Springfield Ballet and has been going on for 9 years now, according to Springfield Ballet Executive Director Evan Bennett.
I think we identified early on that these Title I schools were a necessary component to help with. So, yeah, actually it didn't start with the Zone Blitz, but it's been a good something that we are able to add to that.
Evan mentioned Title I schools. These are schools and school districts that serve large, low-income student populations and qualify for special U.S. Department of Education funding. The Ballet's Dance Chance is a partnership with Springfield Public Schools, the Springfield Community Center, and Caring Communities to provide 7 weeks of free dance instruction to children at Boyd, McGregor, Weaver, and Weller Elementary Schools.
So how many kids do you end up servicing a year with this program?
Around 150.
There are two different sessions for kindergarten and first grade and for second and third grade. This is a kindergarten and first grade group. It's their final session of the semester, and they're going to show off some dance steps they've learned with Springfield Ballet's Liz Walrath.
We do our basic ballet curriculum, and then we also talk about nutrition, and we talk about having respect and things like that. So they really have to focus, and a lot of it is waiting and sitting still when they're supposed to.
I also talked to Miranda and Jeremiah, proud parents of Lizzie, who was part of the dance demonstration.
She wanted to do it really bad, so we did.
What do you think she's gotten out of this, out of the 7 weeks?
Just a lot of fun with her friends, and she met some other kids that are not in her class, and, of course, learning how to dance a little.
Is this something she might continue on with, do you think?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Why are you here?
Thank you, Miss Maya.
I'm doing a radio show, that's why I'm here.
Now, he wasn't being rude, just curious. Several days later, I went to a rather quieter gathering of 3 to 5-year-olds at the Fairbanks, the former elementary school on North Broadway in the Grant Beach neighborhood that's being turned into a community betterment center. There I visited another long-running arts program that's now partnering with the Zone Blitz initiative in Springfield Zone 1, the Springfield Regional Arts Council's Mini Monet program. Now, it used to be called Mini Monet Mondays, but this particular session was on a Tuesday. It consists of weekly art instruction designed to enhance young children's overall development, help ready them for the more structured world of kindergarten, and strengthen their interest in art. Corey Like is a local visual artist who teaches several classes like this a week for the Arts Council.
How many kids are in this group?
There's 14 total.
And they're basically here all day long?
Yes.
What's the plan for today, then?
We're going to read a story, and then we're going to come over here to the tables, and they're going to be decorating craft paper to wrap the Christmas ornaments that they made in earlier days.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
I guess about 2 years now. It's wonderful that they're paying so much attention to this part of town because it really needs it. We're trying to bring a little extra art experience for these really young children.
that may not have the opportunity to work with a whole bunch of different types of art materials. And at a young age, it's a really important thing. Their brains are developing, and it's the perfect time to introduce them to a lot of different things. So I try to bring a big variety of stuff. I'm teaching for the second year, and you can really see the progress, and it's pretty neat. I know that they'll be ready for kindergarten as far as art goes, you know.
Hey, do you know what I'm making?
You're making stairs, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Confident creativity at the Fairbanks Preschool with the help of the Arts Council's Mini Monet program. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart.
Wonderful, Lane. I'm so proud.
I did it.
You did do it.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Springfield's Best, Dr. Frank Newman of Mercy Clinic Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery, and Sunbelt Environmental Services.